your show, and we're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Yar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, sometimes it seems like everything government touches turns to crap.
What a surprise.
And breaks. And at the very least becomes inefficient and awful. And, you know, government, people, it's amazing how they look to the government when they want things done, when they want something. You were talking about during the break, Gardner, about somebody mentioning Hillary's health care plan. I want a better health care plan. So you look to government to provide you with health care? You look to government
to provide... They fail all the time, and there's zero accountability when they do.
Yeah.
The failures never end, and there's no shortage of examples to show you how government fails. Every single issue, every program, every time. Sure, eventually, if they throw enough money at something, they can get a road built. Sure, if they throw enough money, they can get a school built. But...
Paying too much for something is failing.
Not success, right. That's not success. Right. I'm just saying that, yes, we understand government eventually can get structures completed.
Right. And the structure's there, and you can look at it. So, yeah, it looks like it's a complete...
For people like us, it's a testament to waste of money, to coercion.
Sure.
And what we can see in that is we can imagine all the things that could have been made with the money that was spent on that.
But even with structures, even when it comes to... physical apparatus.
Mm.
They still can't get it done right, even when it does get done. For instance, the big dig in Boston spent, what, billions and billions of dollars and took 15 years to finally come to completion.
And
a year before it was completed, there was tiles, huge ceiling tiles falling off the... And when
and
I say tiles, I mean huge, like it could crush a car.
Giant concrete
it did.
Slabs, yes.
So not only do government physical... creations fail, and not only they cost a lot of money, but sometimes people's lives are put in jeopardy as a result of it. But yet people still think that, oh, if it weren't for government, we wouldn't have roads at all. Well, maybe we'd have roads, and maybe they'd be super roads, and they wouldn't suffer from frost heaves, and they would expand and contract with the weather as necessary. Or hell, maybe we'd even have flying cars by now. Who knows what
maybe
the
roads would be made out of rubber and the tires out of concrete.
Well, who knows what the marketplace would have come up with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If it were allowed to actually... compete in the realm of roads. But that's not the direction I necessarily wanted to go in. Gardner, you look like you have a point.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, here in New Hampshire, we're seeing this a lot, even in a state of New Hampshire where the constitution of the state for the operation of the government says that the taxes that are taken from gasoline and the tolls and all these other things, they're supposed to be dedicated to the highway fund,
mm-hmm.
They're siphoned off. Because nobody, you know, and it goes back to...
Because government does what government wants.
Well, it's like what Frederick Bastiat used to talk about, what is seen and what is not seen. You know, you'll see the new statue that they put up to the soldier, or you'll see the new park that they created or whatever, and it gets on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But what you won't see, or what you won't notice all that much on the news or see reports about, are the hundreds of miles of very rough roads that you've got, or the bolts that are starting to come loose in the bridges that they're not maintaining because they're spending money elsewhere. It's a classic example. They'll build a new bridge, but they won't maintain the old ones, you know?
It's crazy. So in that category of issues to talk about, government failures at building things, we've got two stories. Mark, coming up, we're going to talk about the New York subways. But first, an update on the New London case. Remember New London?
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad. I bet you're covering the same thing that I've been thinking about. I'm so glad you brought it up because I wanted to mention it last hour, and I forgot. You go with it.
London. Mark, give us a recap. What happened in New London about 2 years ago?
Well, the Supreme Court eviscerated the protections against eminent domain. Eminent domain at one point was intended basically to only allow the government to take things for public use. Public use means parks and roads and things like that, bridges. But they allowed the New London, Connecticut government to take people's property in Fort Trumbull,
mm-hmm,
the Fort Trumbull
yes.
neighborhood, and use it for, well, the public good, as they said, which was to allow Pfizer to build a giant office building there so they could increase
revenue. Because they get more taxes.
Right.
So the city would get more taxes from a big corporate enterplex than
these crappy houses that were
and
there.
And I loved that they were throwing around the word blight, which is now being used even more with the mortgage crisis thing.
Mm.
They're saying that these houses are, quote, blighted. And they're not blighted at all. They don't have vermin running around in them. They're just... well, we want to take them and then give them to other people so we'll have better tax money, or we're going to give... Yeah, absolutely. It's unbelievable.
Revenue is not going the way we want.
Yeah.
So they stole people's houses from them. It ended up going to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the government's ability to take people's homes away from them in order to turn the private the property over to privateers, to private enterprise. Now, I disagree with eminent domain on its face. I don't think that any people calling themselves government should be able to just waltz in and take people's property from them. I think that's it's theft any way you cut it. But, you know, even if you were to look at their own little constitution, which they claim to follow, as we're it's a similar theme here, right? We talked about this last hour, that they have these words on paper that they claim to follow, but they don't, and it doesn't matter if they don't, because no one ever punishes them, because they themselves are the ones that are breaking the rules in the first place, so how can you expect them to enforce their own rules upon themselves? It's just madness.
Right.
But so here's another example where the rules say one thing, but their interpretation goes off in the direction of, well, we can do whatever
we want. Whatever's convenient for them.
So here's the latest from The Day, which is the New London area newspaper. Citing turmoil in the national lending market, the New London Development Corporation president Michael Joplin says he has grave doubts that the Corsair & Jennison company will meet a crucial May 29th deadline to secure financing for its long-delayed Fort Trumbull housing development. It's almost impossible, so we have to start dealing with reality, said Joplin, who broached the most difficult topic at Tuesday night's annual meeting of the NLDC's full membership. According to this, if Corsair & Jennison doesn't meet the deadline, the Boston-based developer would violate a December extension document in which it agreed to secure a loan and enter a construction contract for an $18.7 million 80-unit developmental of rental apartments and townhouses. The project, whose uncertain groundbreaking could now be delayed months, if not years, would represent the first new ground-up construction since eminent domain cleared portions of the peninsula for redevelopment.
Right. I didn't mention that they were going to put condos in next to the near the Pfizer megaplex. Yeah.
Right, right. It was supposed to be a big upscale development.
It was a big neighborhood.
So, so essentially what's going on here is that the deal's going to fall through.
So the developer can't get financing. They raised all these people's houses.
But they won't get it.
By raise, I mean knocked down.
Destroyed.
Destroyed all these people's houses, and, well, for no good reason at all.
In fact, I don't know if it mentions it in that article, but one of the buildings they're allowing the fire department to use for exercises, they're burning it.
One of the former homes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
can you imagine? There was one story of, what was it, four generations raised in one house, a woman who'd, whose family had been there over 100 years.
Yes.
Can you imagine if it was her house that they were setting on fire so that the fire department from this disgusting city of New London, Connecticut, had decided, well, let's use it for training exercises. The place where your parents had run around as little children, you know, playing and having a good time and all these memories and all these things, and they just... They're setting it on fire. These people disgust me.
Here's a little bit more from the story. It says here that the announcement of yet another blown deadline by Corsair & Jennison, so this is not the first one. They've blown several of them, and they've had extensions. And anyway, the announcement says it could renew calls for the NLDC to sever ties with the company, which is currently redeveloping the former Naval Undersea Warfare Center into an office complex. Joplin said the NLDC is very close to parting with the company on the roughly 3-acre housing project. In fact, by failing to secure the financing alone, the developer forfeits its right to develop the parcel, and Joplin didn't rule out letting the development agreement simply expire next month. He said the question is on the table. It's time for them to perform. At the end of 6 months, there is no tomorrow. But Joplin said his overriding goal is to see housing come to the peninsula in 18 months, a task that in the current economy no other developer would be willing to take on. So they're saying that this is the only organization, this Corsair & Jennison. Nobody else is willing to step forward, and even these guys, they don't want to secure the financing at this point. Says if you simply dispose of Corsair & Jennison out of frustration or the history, you could really be shooting yourself in the foot. Despite the history of delays, he says he believes that they remain truly interested in building the rental housing. That's why she's here, Joplin said of Corsair & Jennison President Marty Jones. Otherwise, she would have stayed in Boston and gone to dinner. He told the members, we're not ready to fold our tent and cut our losses and walk away. Between the office complex and pre-construction work, the company has roughly $5 million of its own money invested in Port Trumbull. But they are looking at walking away because they haven't been meeting any of their deadlines. And at this point, Fort Trumbull is a ghost town as a result of being just gutted by their own government and this whole plan.
Does anybody live there?
Cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious.
The believer says,
I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Over 350,000 posts. That's a lot of posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. You bring up anything, comments on the Fort Trumbull situation, we got you an update here from the day.
the newspaper of record for the Fort Trimble, New London, Connecticut area. As you know, a few years back, the Supreme Court made a record decision that governments around the country can take your property and turn it over to private developers. And that's exactly what happened in New London. They took a lot of property from a lot of people, and they were supposed to build this great office complex and a very lush condominium association, and it was supposed to be very upscale, and a lot of tax money was supposed to come out of it, and supposedly that's in the benefit of the public, stealing people's houses from people in order to benefit private companies. But beyond all that, flash forward to today, where nothing has happened. They've stolen these people's houses from them. No one is being allowed to live in those places right now, so I use the term ghost town. I'm sure it's not completely a ghost town, but that particular area certainly doesn't have the level of activity that it once did. It certainly doesn't have the level of residence that it once did. And what has happened is Corser & Jennison is the company that they had brought on to do this development, that apparently was the only company that they've managed to convince to get involved here. They claim that there's no one else that would be willing to step up besides this organization, and they've been trying to secure financing, but have been unable to meet prior deadlines. Deadlines have been extended, so they're still trying to get the financing. They still, supposedly, they want to make this work, but if Corser & Jennison can't get the financing, they're going to walk away from the project, and then what? Then you've got a bunch of destroyed property, destroyed lives, and the government has a bunch of property that they're sitting on.
I know, you get an episode of Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Well, there's a little bit more to the story here, and according to this, between the office complex and pre-construction work on the housing project, the company, Corser & Jennison, has invested $5 million of its own money, so they've invested some of their own money. They certainly do have an incentive to make this work, but the New London government wants it to happen now. They want it to happen now because they want to start getting tax money out of it, right? Because no one's paying
not
taxes.
Not to mention the bad press. I'm sure that sure some people in the government have paid the price by losing elections and that kind of thing.
That's possible. In this case, they're not making any money on this at all, though, right now, as far as taxes are concerned, because there's no one there to pay the taxes on it. And according to this, we've been in New London for close to 8 years now, says one of the reps after the meeting. This is the New London Development Corporation. Our intention here was always a comprehensive development, not just a commercial building. Says here, barring a sudden economic upswing, any deal on the housing project will rely on what they refer to as creative options, possibly government-backed loans to close the widening financing gap. Based on a recent assessment, they said the company's looking to receive an $11.5 million loan and is willing to put up as much as 20% of the $18.7 million project cost, or nearly $4 million.
And by the way, Ian, that's a Federal Housing Authority loan.
They didn't mention that in the piece.
Yeah, it's an FHA loan. We were talking about it once before, and it's beautiful. Isn't it?
The sources combined to leave a roughly $3.5 million gap. Says we're trying to fill that gap through creative thinking and creative financing.
But they're government bureaucrats, so if they fail with their creative financing and their creative thinking, well, who pays the price?
The taxpayers.
We do.
Yeah. He said securing the money will be a tremendous task that will take months of application paperwork for lenders and any state programs that could help close the gap. So what's happening here is that this company, Corser & Jennison, has been brought in to do this development, and they can't get anybody to finance the deal. I don't know why that is. Maybe their business plan is bad, or maybe there's, I don't know. Whatever.
I never know why. I mean,
and of course,
are tighter now than they were when they did this.
What I love is, the company has been there for 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's now that they're having this problem now, and they're blaming it on the lower housing market. We're having trouble. So, well, you know, you had plenty of time before the housing market went in the tanker.
Yeah, why didn't you get
your
loans?
Where were you? What happened? And there's a very clear reason. And we were talking about this off the air. This shows you the difference between the marketplace and government-backed programs like this, be they things like this or baseball stadiums that use eminent domain to do baseball stadiums, which they're going to be starting to do anytime soon, I'm very sure, to increase the taxes, or to give loans to these companies that are doing these baseball stadiums. If there had been an incentive in the marketplace for this new construction,
then they would have been able to get private backing and approach those homes and say, hey, you know what? We think that we can make a pretty good deal. We can offer you a really tidy sum to sell. But obviously, before they went into this thing, I mean, you can read right through this from the start. Before they went into this thing, they knew, that company knew, that they weren't going to be able to get the private financing to do this properly, honestly, to actually offer money to people to buy this property. So what do? They pressure politicians to say, hey, if you take this, we'll buy it from you, i.e., we'll buy it at less than what we would normally have had to pay, so that this mildly profitable, maybe not so profitable venture that we wouldn't have gone into on our own because the margin wouldn't have been high enough for us to be able to buy the property outright, we can now move on this now because we don't have to have as high profit margin.
Instead of getting a subsidy.
Exactly, exactly. And it just goes
but
to show you.
But even with the subsidy, even with the sweetheart deal, they still can't get it done.
They still can't do it. And this is an example. This happens with baseball stadiums all the time. They can't afford to do it themselves, so they get the city governments or the state governments to get involved, and then they buy the property. Well, if it had been a profitable enough venture, the margins would have been high enough at the start for them to go to investors and say, hey, we think this thing is a really good deal. And then they could go to the property owners and offer them something that would inspire the owners to sell, and everybody would be happy.
Yeah, and if it was such a great idea, certainly they'd be able to find a lender to back it up.
Absolutely.
Because they'd feel confident they'd make their payments.
Absolutely. This is a stark example of the difference between government motions, where they do things that aren't in the economic best interests of areas, and government is used by certain businesses that have special interests to get sweetheart deals at the expense of property owners. It's a bad, bad deal, and I know we were talking about it off the air over in my town of Amherst. It's a perfect example. We've got a road that runs between the town of Milford and the town of Nashua, runs through our town. It's the only direct route between these two cities, and for years, the property around it was owned by people who wanted to make bucko bucks off of it, and it was zoned business. They would never change it to residential zoning because they knew it was a direct route and they wanted to turn it into strip malls. That's all they wanted to do. So they had friends who were always on the zoning board. They would never add business zoning in anywhere else in the town. It's like the only area where you can do business zoning. And now they're all rich, and it takes twice the amount of time to get from one town to another because they're all stoplights.
Screw the rest of you people.
Well, it's government in action for the special interest.
I got a couple of questions about eminent domain when we come back.
More on the way. You take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Garen.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Innerknobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. We'll continue discussing more governmental inevitable failures. But first, we go to Jeremy in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Jeremy, you're on the air.
Hello. Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I was thinking about how the Nazi Hillary was going to give us a break with the government gas tax for the holidays. I mean, it's like, duh, hello, we need gas tax to relieve the rest of the year so we can even afford to have a holiday.
Is she proposing?
How dumb can they be, really?
Is this news? She's proposing a gas tax holiday?
Yeah, she wants a gas tax holiday, and yet she wants to make up for it by applying a windfall profits tax on the oil businesses. And by the way, you know after the gas tax holiday is over, what do you think will happen with the windfall profits tax? It'll stay.
A dime raise.
Yeah. Yeah.
How stupid this? I mean, maybe most of America is this stupid, but I mean, they're going to give us a break for the holiday. Oh, thanks a freaking lot, man.
Yeah, it's just awful. You know, if they cared at all, they wouldn't have a tax on, you know, they wouldn't put a gas tax on if they cared at all. But it's not their business to care. Thank you, Jeremy, for the call. It's not their business to care. It's their business to make laws. And laws aren't about caring. Laws are about telling and forcing people what to do, telling them what to do and forcing them to do it, or telling them what not to do and forcing them not to do it as best as they possibly can, and forcing you to spend money on it all, whether or not you agree. I mean, they don't care about people. The suggestion that they care about people, I don't believe it for a second.
Well, and it's the It's the lobbyists that want these things. You know,
they care about them.
Yeah, the politicians, that's where they get their benefits from. They're not making money on what we pay them. They're making money from what the politicians are willing to give them. It's graft and corruption.
Yeah,
and everybody knows it, but they still go to the government to solve problems.
Isn't it amazing? They do.
It baffles me. Gardner, we were going to talk about eminent domain, so I've got a couple of questions.
Hold off on those. We've got to go to Steve in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve, hello.
I'm calling. Hey there. I was calling because I got one of the stupidest emails I've ever gotten in my entire life. It shows an indoor ski resort, built in the middle of the desert, I don't know where, some country over there. And they said, gee, if you wonder why our gas is $4 a gallon, this is why, because those Arabs are over there skiing indoors.
That's what the email suggested?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah, real cause and effect
pretty
there.
Ludicrous.
Right. Well, and I wondered, and I know Gard is there tonight, and he knows more about the free market and free market economics than I do, and I know, Mark also.
We're just a couple of rubes.
Yeah, I'm just a boob.
Yeah, well, I know, Mark, you're reading a book that I'm reading, Economics in One Lesson.
Isn't it amazing? It's so great.
Is it a good book?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's one of the best.
Book.
Yeah.
And I thought, gee, why not just throw the question out there? Why are gas prices so high? And I have a few ideas. Knowing the law of supply and demand, or the laws of supply and demand, I've come up with a few ideas. One is prohibitive tariffs on imported refined gasoline that I know go on. The restrictions on building new refineries.
Yes.
There's a few other ones. I wrote them down.
You hit a couple good ones right there. Over the patina over all of this is the lower buying value of the dollar.
Right.
That was another thing on my list. That's
and
right.
They can't drill. They can't drill for oil in America.
So there's all those factors.
Entirely fair, India and China want more gas now than they used to.
Yeah.
They're emerging economies.
But the thing about it is that with the increased demand, In a true supply and demand, I was talking with Sheldon Richmond about this from Foundation for Economic Education, and in a true supply and demand free market situation, with an increased demand, you would have an incentive for the businesses to increase supply. Now, when you've got the United States government suppressing U.S. businesses from increasing supply by not allowing for refinement, mm-hmm. not allowing for more drilling, not allowing for synthesized oil to be made from shale, not allowing for more exploration, all these different types of things, and then in addition to that, taxing them ridiculously, so that is it causes a disincentive for them to even go out and try to find more because they can't put more money into R&D and things like that. You get a real mix for destruction.
And then you've got this, these benefits that the companies get, these supplements that the companies get by, A, that their security is being done by the U.S. military over in the Middle East. B, they're getting money for oil for exploration. What kind of sense does that make? They should be exploring on their own. So you've got this weird thing going on.
That's right. Well, I heard some economists on NPR saying that gasoline prices are being kept artificially high. And I thought, well, probably they're being kept artificially low when you consider, as you said, the security being provided by the U.S. military, which is who knows how many billions or whatever dollars a year, plus the subsidies to the oil companies, their welfare horse, essentially, and a few other things. And then I also wondered about the restrictions on building nuclear power plants.
Great.
That would decrease the demand if they were to lift those restrictions. And also, I heard Newt Gingrich. I know Boo Hiss on Newt Gingrich, but he does have a few good things to say. Said that if they continued building nuclear power plants at the rate that they were doing back in whatever it was, the 60s or 70s, that today our greenhouse emissions or carbon footprint or whatever it is would be 10% less than the Kyoto Accords.
Yeah, if people are concerned about that, I'm not. But at least Gingrich makes a point, which is that we'd be having a lot more energy supplied without oil being used, and it's a lot cleaner form of energy for people who are all concerned about the environment or think that there's a causal effect there between the increase in temperature and carbon emissions. Just to make a point, you don't see increases in temperature and you don't see increases in carbon emissions and carbon in the atmosphere until after the temperatures increase. But you make an excellent point. So let's go through this. You've got the dollar doesn't buy anything because of the central bank, monopoly that the federal government has issued reduces right. our buying value, and they don't have it tied to any sort of hard currency or anything like that. The second thing is the federal government doesn't allow the companies to respond to increased demand the way other products can be provided to respond to increased demand. If they had done that, then you would see increased supply, and eventually you would see a leveling out of the price, because the two meet. Anybody who, as you read Economics in One Lesson or takes an economics class, knows that supply will rise to meet demand and the price levels out. But the government will not allow it. And as you said, instead, they have all these other perverse incentives. And then on the other side of it, you have taxes that are laid on the businesses that forestall them from being able to invest what they want to in other forms of energy and things like that. And, well, I will admit that there are some situations where the federal government, I don't know whether it's a wash, the government getting involved in foreign lands to get oil. I don't know how that all works, but
who knows? What we do know is that when government gets involved, things get effed up. That one we know for sure, and it's predictable every single time.
On the domestic front, we know one thing. We could have a heck of a lot more oil, and oil would be less costly if the government were not involved in screwing up supply and demand.
Sure. All they can do now
is... One thing, though, I hear what you say, and I've thought about it now for about a minute and a half, and I've decided that actually it is guys in smoky back rooms making deals and cranking up the gas prices because they feel like getting greedy all of a sudden. So forget everything we said.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I know, Mark, you had some questions for Guard here in moments. We'll get to that.
Yes, I do.
Your calls as well are primary if you make them. 800-259-9231. And we still have to talk about New York City subways. Just how are they doing with their elevators and escalators? Apparently they spent a lot of money on them, so they should work, right? They spent $1 billion. We'll tell you more coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop whenever you need to know something about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month voluntarily, and we take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations, and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. I'll be announcing a new station actually on the updates list, maybe tonight or tomorrow, whenever I get a chance to type it up.
Oh, you're so busy.
Yeah. Flint, Michigan. We are slowly taking over the state of Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
We're now going to be heard on Sunday mornings.
Sunday morning.
In Flint, Michigan.
Listen to Free Talk Live on your way to church.
As of yesterday.
That's going to go over like a brick.
I like it.
As of yesterday. So welcome to WCK 1570 in Flint.
We are going to shock some people in Flint.
Awesome.
So 800-259-9231. That's the hometown of Michael Moore.
Yeah, that's
right.
I like that part best.
Yeah, where else should Free Talk Live be, right?
Maybe you can do a special Michael Moore segment.
We've got to counteract. Got to counteract the programming.
I think we should be in Atlanta running against Neil Bortz.
All in good time.
Head to head.
All in good time.
Oh, you mean the libertarian?
Yeah, he's a libertarian.
Yeah, right. The pro-war libertarian, so-called. Let's see here. 800-259-9231. Mark, you had questions for Gardner Goldsmith.
Right. Gardner, so I'm going to do a little fear-mongering when it comes to the area of eminent domain.
Right on.
This is one of the powers of government that I can sort of see a little bit. But now, in the case of the Fort Trumbull, Connecticut, where they
you can see theft as being okay.
Thanks for that. Like, I don't know, where was I?
You said you can see the powers being.
I'm going in the same direction. So
yeah. Thanks for derailing my question.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I understood what you were saying.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You're saying it's okay to steal?
Right. I was saying it's okay to steal as long as it's from you. Shut up. I'm talking. Okay. So, eminent domain. I can see how it would be difficult for a government agency, which supposedly represents the people, that needs to build a road, and there's a lone holdout in a given area that, you know, where the road is supposed to go through. I can see why the government would say, well, in order to protect the people's money, we need to have the ability to force this person to sell. I would also admit that 9 times out of 10, the government's going to abuse this privilege. Now, in the case of this one, where they're trying to increase tax revenue, and it would seem very difficult for a company like Pfizer to build a big big office complex where they want to in this particular instance, because you'd have a bunch of little houses, little plots of land, and, you know, some owner would get wind of it, and they'd be like, oh, well, you're trying to build a big office complex here, huh?
We'll hold out.
You got them all, you got all the lots paid for except for mine.
Sure.
Looks like my property value is just quintupled.
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah.
And now, as strange as it seems, somehow or another this seems to happen in some places. They manage to tear down whole neighborhoods. Yeah, Ian, you remember Sarasota, right?
Yeah.
The downtown area, it used to have houses and stuff, but somehow they
sold out.
Yeah, they sold out, and they built condominiums, and it was odd. I don't know why it is, but they managed to get owners. I guess they just, they'd buy up the land and kind of sit on it and wait, and then the owners would be like, okay, well, I'll take 25% more than my property's worth, and I'll go buy a house someplace else.
Yeah.
Right. But, don't you, in the case of roads, what do you think when it comes to eminent domain?
Well, you mentioned something in your question that I think needs to be pointed out when you say, the government needs to build roads and things like that. I would question that. The government doesn't need to build roads, in from my perspective. In fact, the only entities that need roads to be built are the people who want the roads to be built, and they will have an incentive to do so. If the incentive is great enough, then they will endeavor to get people to sell. And if the people aren't willing to sell and the other people don't have enough money to do it, I have no problem in the roads not being built. As you said, historically, roads do get built. And as Tom DiLorenzo pointed out in his amazing book, How Capitalism Saved America, thousands and thousands of miles of roadways were being built prior to the government getting involved. Mm-hmm. What happened was the people who owned the land and the people who owned the businesses that were building the roads, some of them realized that there was an economic incentive to, let's say you had a piece of property that was undervalued. Maybe it was swampy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could get the government to buy it. It works in the other direction. This happened in my town. We had a piece of swampy land. These guys sold it. They decided they'd sell it to the town. They couldn't sell it elsewhere. Nobody would buy it. It was unbuildable. They sold it to the town for a new high school. It was only later that the people in the town realized, oh, this is unbuildable. This is a piece of crap. So it works both ways. The builders realize, hey, rather than going through the private marketplace, we can get the town to take this, and then we'll be in on the bidding process for the road. So a lot of cases that started off where you had private roadways being built throughout the 1700s, 1800s for carriages and then later for cars in the early 1900s, they were still private roads. That's how toll roads, the toll house concept came about, toll house cookies. If you eat a toll house cookie, just think about private roads. So there isn't any need for the government to get involved in this process in any way whatsoever, in my opinion. There is no need at all. When the government does get involved, you get these perverse incentives where either people who have bad property will try to sell it off to the government and they get friends in government to buy it,
mm-hmm.
or people who have the businesses that are for the paving or, back in the old days, the stamping of the ground and the cutting of the trees and all these types of things, the oiling of the dirt roads, those types of things, they'll get involved to get the government to take the property and then they'll try to work on getting the license to build. So I don't know if that sort of approaches some of what you were trying to address.
Just thinking about eminent domain and how necessary it is.
Yeah, it's totally unnecessary, and I agree with Ian. It's immoral and unethical, and it basically undercuts the primacy of the individual to live his own life. Because Locke used to say, you have to have the ability to use your property. Your life is dependent on your ability to use property.
You might be right that Ian might be correct, but he's such a jerk.
Well, the whole concept of eminent domain is predicated on the premise of the government must control the roads.
Yeah.
And as Gardner says, it's just not correct. The fact is, the marketplace, as we've seen in market segment after market segment, wonderfully responds to demand. People demand product or service, the marketplace provides it. People in search of profit provide it. There's a huge demand to get from point A to point B.
There really is.
There's a huge demand.
Absolutely. Right.
I guess it's really no different, because there's a huge demand for people to go to Walmart and buy things, and somehow Walmart manages to buy large enough pieces of land to put a big, giant super center and a big, giant parking lot, and in a lot of cases, enough room for other businesses to come in the strip mall and that kind of thing.
You could say, for example, well, it's so costly to get people to give up their land, we need government to do it. But, you know, maybe you're right, Guard, if there's an economic incentive, maybe. Well, if there's an economic incentive to, say, move pallets at Walmart, people will hire people to move pallets at Walmart.
Sure.
Otherwise, how would it get done? How would they move the pallets? It's the same sort of thing. And I should mention, little plug for the book, because, you know, that information that DiLorenzo had in his book, I have in one of the pieces that I wrote, trying to approach market societies, and sort of expanded on that a little bit. So if they look at Live for Your Diet, it's all in there. But you're reading it anyway, Mark, so you'll get there to the thing, and then you can ask me some more pointed questions.
I've been reading the fiction.
Good.
I'm a libertarian already, so...
Yeah, I figured I'd throw the fiction in there just in case people didn't like... you know, they got sick of the politics after a while. And by the way, Puke, if you're listening, thank you for the review on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Well, you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, pull up Gardner's book, Live Free or Die, and if you've read it, you can write a review on it.
Yeah, it's very good. In fact, even if you hadn't read it, some pinhead, it was great. Some idiot wrote a review, and he hadn't read the book, and you can tell.
This guy's a jerk. I hear him on the radio every day.
It was great.
I don't need to read his book.
Oh, as funny as anything. I'm like, dude, thank you. You sold some books. In fact, somebody commented, like, you probably sold more books because of your dumb comment than, you know, anything else here. Thanks. Anyway.
So, you know, what I find so amazing is when the roads issue comes up, from somebody who's new to the whole idea of liberty, oh, we need government for the roads. Well, are you suggesting that without the government, people would just all of a sudden throw up their hands and say, oh, no.
Guess we're not traveling.
Now we can't go see our relatives and get to business meetings and
go to work.
I can't sell my products anymore. I'm just going to have to sit around.
You know, I think part of it comes from the idea that the other people will be held ransom somehow by the people who justifiably own their property.
Yeah.
You see, there's a weird mentality there.
Is they can curve. You don't have to go through the person's property. If they don't want to... So you've got two costs, right? If you're going to build a road and you want to go one place and there's a piece of property in the middle, the cost of purchasing that property at whatever outrageous cost the property owner wants for it, or building around the property. Which one is cheaper?
Yeah.
This is not complicated stuff. Laying asphalt on the ground is not a complicated process.
Well, I don't know. I saw some state workers, and they were taking hours on, like, a 5-foot section of road today, and traffic was backed up 8 hours.
Hard.
Are you sure it's not hard?
800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The ideal